Welcome to The After Show. It's our podcast at warm1013.com. I invite you to share the link with your friends on all your socials and just expand the listening.
Where's our music? We need our music.
I know.
We got to get the guy on this.
Okay, listen,
I've asked for that. I think they just said they would do it and they blew me off.
Totally.
All right, fine. Yeah.
Who do they think they are?
I know.
Don't they know who you are, Kristen?
Apparently, Tony needs to ask, and then it'll
I guess I'll have to ask. Okay, I'll see what I can do. So that little blue pill that some men take?
Yes.
Well, it turns out they did some studies, and it could help men live longer.
Stop it.
Like, right. So
if they take that, they'll live longer?
Yeah. That's so I can imagine. Oh, honey, I'm only taking it so I can live longer. That's basically, for some reason. Well, listen, you know, basically it opens up your blood vessels, get more blood. So, you know, that's what happens, basically. So,
TMI.
That pill was discovered by accident, too, by the way. They were trying to work it. They were trying to get it to do something else, and then they realized, oh, look what it does.
I wonder what they were trying to do.
I used to know that answer, and I you know, don't care, so I never looked into it. But, it was a mistake.
Well, you know something weird? My fiancé was asking me about, he saw this lady had really, really long eyelashes, and she used this, like, lash boost serum. And a lot of women got into this years ago. And I tried it, too, but you have to put this stuff on every night. You can't forget, you know? Yeah. And I told them one of the things is that you put this on, but if you, like, put it above your lash line on accident, you're going to start to grow hairs out of your skin on your eyeballs. You know what I mean?
Geez.
So I had some hairs like growing up farther than my lash line.
And he's like,
honey, don't use that. Next thing you know, you wipe your eye on the pillow and you have a mustache in the morning.
That's beautiful.
Who knows with these drugs what will happen, you know,
right?
All these things we do.
Right.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of unintended consequences, you know. A lot of things discovered by accident. The microwave oven was discovered by accident.
Really?
There was an engineer working on something. He had a candy bar in his breast pocket, shirt pocket. And he went to this machine he was working on, and the thing melted in his pocket. So then he figured out a way to harness that, and in 1959, I think this was, and he came up with the microwave oven.
More weird facts, what the kids told me last night. Do you know the whole story about emerald dye back in the day when they had, you know, dyed dresses emerald?
No.
It was made of arsenic.
Oh, jeez.
And it was killing people. And all the rich people wanted to wear this nice, rich emerald green color, and they were, like, blistering out.
Oh, jeez.
Like, the kids are telling me, I was like, where did you learn this? Is this something they teach in school now? They're like, they said, no, YouTube.
Oh, of course.
Wow.
Like, what? And then they told me Hitler was a vegetarian.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. I know.
All these little factoids that these kids know, they did not put that in the encyclopedia when I was a kid, okay?
No, that wasn't in history class. It wasn't the major story, okay?
Right?
Let's go that way. Yeah, so Nikki, this is one for your father.
Okay.
Okay, because I know he loves the astronomy thing. And NASA spacecraft are now powered by ion thrusters, and the ones not with human beings on them, but the ones that just go out into space. They can go to 200,000 miles per hour, which I did not know. But they've come up with now, someone, and are working on it. They say they'll have it perfected by 2050. Antimatter propulsion systems that a rocket could hit speeds of, are you ready for this? 72 million miles an hour.
That's insanity. What would happen to the human body at that speed?
I don't know. Yeah, that's the thing. Can you put a human being in that?
No,
I mean, you're in space, so it's the vacuum, so I don't know if it matters.
I think you could get destroyed.
I think you might, but so that's the thing. Because there's nothing out there in space. So I don't know that it matters. But 72 million miles an hour means we can go to, you know, other planets and other solar systems in a matter of years instead of light years, you know? But isn't that amazing to me that just the fact that there's a headline I read that by 2050 we can have a spacecraft that goes 72 million miles an hour.
It's insanity.
So. Anyhow.
Huh. Interesting.
Back to Hitler. I didn't need to add one more thing.
Sure.
Did you know this? Hitler had a really big problem with flatulence. And that's why he was vegetarian.
Oh, jeez. That probably caused it, let me tell you.
Not kidding. And he loved dogs so much. Like, he loved animals. Anywho, enough of Hitler.
Just people he didn't like that much.
Yeah, right.
The man. Oh, my gosh.
Interesting.
Disgusting human being.
Yeah, I know.
The top three things that we women want.
Okay.
Married women want more of.
Can I guess? Can I guess?
Okay, yeah.
Help around the house. Yes or no?
No.
Not
there? The top three, no.
Wow.
Quiet time.
Nope, not on there.
Workout time.
Definitely not on there.
What? Wow, okay, go tell us.
All
we're out.
Compliments and appreciation from their spouse, which is really needed because I tell you what, we do a lot. And sometimes we don't get credit or appreciation for it. I'm not naming names. Jason.
Oh, ouch.
Also, more romance in their life. Us married ladies need a little romance, too.
Yes.
We're not dating anymore. We're not getting, but we still need romance. And more time with the man in their life. Because we're all going in a million directions. We're all busy.
Shoot, the only man in your life is Nate.
I know, really.
Right?
Do you pay attention to your husband at all?
No, we do. Yes. In fact, the other day, Nate had football, and he goes, "Are you going to go with me?" I'm like, "Well, I don't know." And he goes, "I like when you go with me. I miss you when you're not around." So
how nice is that? Look
right?
At that.
I said, "I know. I would miss me too." No, I didn't say that.
I would miss me too. I miss you every chance I get.
I miss you so much. Please go away so I can miss you again.
Yeah, really. I know.
So
I
yes, that's what
you.
We want.
Okay. I'll try more at home. Okay.
And when does this fade away? Because I'm sure I'm still in the...
Oh, you're in a honeymoon stage yet.
Yeah. Oh, so like when will you get to this point?
Right, where I'm not getting all those things.
Probably like 5 to 7 years in.
Oh, okay. So I'm good.
Yeah, you're good
five
for right now.
5 to 7 years of true bliss.
Yes. And mine lasted at least 5 to 7 years.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Mine's lasted 30.
Wow.
He's lying.
I'm not lying. Ask my wife. Go ahead, ask my
wife. I will ask your wife, because every time you tell me to ask your wife, she gives me a different story.
Are you serious, Christy?
Yes, totally serious. I helped with the kids and everything. Kim, is that what he told you?
Stop.
I'm telling you right now, you could ask her on this and she'll tell you.
All right.
So I'll just go ahead. I got no qualms about you asking. All right. And by the way, I did help with the kids. So there. Maybe not as much as I thought.
That's what my mom always said. They're not going to help you as much as they think they will. That just
right,
happens.
Exactly. Exactly.
But no, she didn't say you didn't help. You just didn't help as much as you had told me you helped.
Mm-hmm. And that's her opinion.
I'm sure she's wrong.
See? Even you agree. So I promise to tell you about something totally non sequitur. Back in 1939, Maine outlawed tomatoes in clam chowder, and I think that was a good move.
Well, yeah, why would you want to put tomatoes in clam chowder?
Well, I don't know, but apparently people were doing it. You don't see it now, do you? No. So it worked. It's like vaccines, okay? You don't have polio, you don't have measles, right? Vaccines, okay?
Because it worked.
All right.
I like that.
No tomatoes in clam chowder because of legislation. It worked.
Oh my goodness, they made it illegal. They made it a law.
I know, that's the funny. I can only imagine, but you know, that some legislator in the
We must outlaw this.
Right. I know.
Tomatoes will be shunned.
The death of our civilization. All right. Wow. What else, girls? Anything?
That's about it. You know, it's Tuesday. Tuesday's like one of those days. Like,
it really is, isn't it?
For me,
they all get in the way of Friday, as far as I'm concerned.
Tuesdays, it's the hardest day for me. Monday, I'm like, okay, it's Monday. This is going to be rough. Tuesday, I'm like, this is still really rough. Wednesday, it's like, okay, hump day. We're almost there. Thursday, pre-Friday junior.
Pre-Friday.
And then Friday, you're good to go.
I know. Friday's always a fun day, even if you're working. So, well, we'll try to make every day like Friday. That's the new slogan. Make every day like Friday. Or make every day like Saturday. That would be even better, wouldn't it?
Or Sunday. I like to relax on Sunday.
You like Sunday? Okay.
The day of rest. God mandated it.
That's right. It's
I
in
like
the books,
it.
Man. All right. So if you like what you're hearing, please share this with your friends. The After Show at warm1013.com. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.